The new hotel combines a lot of issues on the governor's dance card. It's actually a partial adaptive reuse of an old hotel and major construction of new facilities, a $37 million hotel overlooking the Niagara River, with the view not blocked by the old Robert Moses Parkway, which he has removed. The rooms have a scenic view of the cataract and the upper river. It's the latest additional hotel as room use and tourism has improved. Cuomo says there's another good sign. The financing of what's usually called the Hamster Hotel is coming from Goldman Sachs, the legendary Wall Street investment bank.
Goldman Sachs invested in a hotel in Niagara Falls first time ever because they believe. And Goldman Sachs does not believe easily. They don't operate on love. They operate on profit. And they are betting on Niagara Falls. And that's a smart bet.
The DoubleTree financing came from an array of local banks to the Morani Hotel Group, which owns two other Niagara Falls hotels and found the location right over the water irresistible. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.